Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey towards truth, traveling through our dreams and an inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All Roads Lead 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings and welcome to BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson. My focus is my mission statement, to help create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring Jews to become leaders by establishing partnerships with entrepreneurs, corporations, donors, sponsors, volunteers, and abroad. Please join me every other Tuesday at noon on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio, and follow me on Qora.com, Pamela L. Space. My special guest today is Mr. Matt Perrin, who says, in a world completely oversaturated in imagery, high in camera phones at nearly everyone's fingertips, and literally billions of photos taken and uploaded to the internet each and every day. Totally agreed. Matt said he knew if he was going to make it as an artist, he would need to find a way not to just stand out, but to completely reshape people's perspectives on the photographic art form as a whole. Matt's focus is to inspire others to embark on their own creative journey into the unknown and to continue to create a new form of anything unlike anything, I may have said that twice, seen in the world and today. At last, I want to say thanks again for giving me this interview chance, Matt, and welcome to my show.
Hey, likewise. I really appreciate the opportunity as well. And it's great to be able to get my word out there to so many people. So I really appreciate everything you are doing and your journey as well.
Well, thank you so much. I have a lot of questions, of course, you know. I do my little research and I went on the website. So, hey, let's discuss it.
All right.
Okay, so tell me first, who are your biggest artist influences as an artist?
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I mean, that is definitely a multi-part answer because, I mean, there's so many out there, so many great artists. And, I mean, definitely, like, fall back on the photographic aspects. As a child, I was really always just infatuated with Ansel Adams. I know that is a answer that so many people would give because just I was always in love with the landscape style photography, and his view on life and his perspectives were always so unique. And over time, though, that has definitely changed. I was a big, avid, like, landscape photographer for so many years, and there was a point in my life when that all changed. I had to put that aside and really take a different approach to things. I mean, also, I'm a big fan of Basquiat. He is a painter, if you are familiar. And also, I mean, now I've definitely taken a total, like 90 degree turn, I could say, maybe 180, because I'm like going in so many directions with my artistry, and it continues to transform and evolve as time goes along. So there's so many influences out there, and it is hard to choose just one, I have to say.
I do agree. It's the same with me, because my mentors was Les Brown, Tony Robbins, and the person who had taken me under his wing as not only as his mentee, but like a father figure to me. And that was Bob Proctor. He had passed, it really, really, that was hard for me, because that was someone that not only was teaching me certain things about being a leader and how to navigate through challenges and obstacles, but he also was very critical too. So he didn't mind exploring a little more with me and getting me to understand who I am. So for me to move forward. So yeah, that is so true. I do agree. Matt, you said reading from your information, you said through a convergence of science, nature, artistry, and imagination, microphotography dives deep, if I'm correct. Tell me a little bit more about that, because that was very interesting. Interesting when I read that. Sorry about that.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, like I was saying before, my whole like perspective shifted completely many years ago now with the birth of my child. I was doing the stay-at-home dad thing. I couldn't get out in the world to do my landscape photography that I really was passionate about, and I had to find a way how to bring everything into my home. I couldn't get out to take photos, so I started looking at the bigger picture or smaller picture, if you will, and really kind of changed my perspective on life. And instead of going outside taking photographs of landscapes, different mountains or trees or forests, things like that, I started bringing in tiny objects and the micro photography, macro photography, it really opens up a completely different like dimension of how much beauty out there in this world that is right there in front of us, hidden in plain sight, and so often overlooked by like so many people. And that's what really drove me to really pursue my style of artwork that I'm creating today. I have one of the pieces on display. I have to always have my artwork on my wall. I'm just so passionate about it, but completely unaltered photograph. This is actually a piece of petersite, is the name of the crystal. So I go tiny, tiny objects and I extract the true beauty that's there for the world to see.
Okay. I like that. I like that what I'm looking at right now too. That's nice.
Hey, thank you much.
Where do you find your inspiration? So, we all when we have that walk of life, things that we want to do. And we have to be inspired. It's our why. So what is your why?
So, like I was, or it was like first started with the birth of my first child. And when he's now gonna be 15 here soon. Time goes by so fast. And yeah, after that though, I stumbled onto these techniques, stumbled onto certain light sources and different aspects of photography. And when I started to try to research it to learn more, I realized that there was nothing out there. I started like going deep diving into it, and it's like, seriously, no one else out there is doing anything like this. And that was what sparked the ignition to figure out that I like to go and actually do the research and actually had to do the science experiments basically to be able to figure out how to utilize these tools. And just getting the feedback from the first people that seen my work, just that energy that it brought forward from them viewing my artwork, it really was a driving factor and my inspiration to take things to the next level. And I could say that that has been a continuing factor in my journey as an artist.
Wow. Okay. Tell me, in your opinion, how art is important to society.
Art is so important to society. I mean, in many different ways, but it brings light to people's like often like somewhat. I mean, I have to say, a lot of people have negative views in the world around them sometimes, and they don't see what's really out there. And art can really bring forward a new light to people's lives. when I mean it could change their perception on their own lives as well. And it's a just a certain energy that it gives off that can really like change people's mindsets. And I believe it's so important because without art, I think that the world would be a much darker place. It seriously, I mean, I know that I'm all about the colorful artwork and whatnot, but without it, there would just be, I don't know, it would just be so difficult to go by in a world without it.
I do agree because just like with anything else, like yoga or exercising, and as you stated, when you are feeling a little down or, depressed, and I find that a lot of people go to art museums just to come back to life, to get that feeling of something good, something colorful, something that they can imagine and everything, correct?
Yes, you are not lying whatsoever. Even sometimes at these art shows that I do, I tell someone walks up to my booth and you could feel the energy sometimes of people. I've always had a strong connection on the energy planes, and I could feel like that they might be having a bad day. They might be having a rough time, but then after talking with them and they look through my artwork, you could see just the shift as it goes on, and it could really change people's lives.
So true. Now, are you able to, though, say, like, if I was feeling down and depressed a little bit and you met me and everything, and would you be able to draw me something or create something for me that can inspire me? You know what I mean? It's like when someone can, draw a picture of yourself, that type of art. Now, I know yours is a little bit more deeper, but I'm just asking.
So I've always been a giant fan of the arts and like when you could just paint something on the spot and do like a drawing right there on the spot. Unfortunately, I have yet to tap into that realm. What I do, I do create paintings, I do create my artistry, but it is such a long process to like start from the beginning and then the finished product. I have not been able to be able to bring that to the table. I can't create something on the spot where someone is there. I wish I could, because I mean, I see some of these other artists out there where like they have their spray paint out there and they're creating like interstellar imagery. And I have always been such a fan of it, but that is something I've never been a good painter. I mean, now I'm starting to tap into new styles of painting. Basically, where I create imagery like paintings from my previous photographs, and I then manipulate it, I paint over it by hand, and then I use my macro experimental technique on top of that said painting. But it is a very intense process, and it's I mean, even when I'm doing my experimental photography, I need to have complete darkness to be able to extract these colors and bring it into my photographs. So I cannot do that on the spot, unfortunately. But to be able to explain it to people, to be able to have those conversations with people, it definitely changes people's outlook and really can and like provide that inspiration when they see what they're looking at. And I mean, so I always bring examples of what I have. And this is something I've noticed that changes people's perception of what my artwork has completely. So I always bring, like, I have a big rock collection now. I've been working with the Geology Museum and this awesome shop called Bernie's Rock Shop. And I always bring along some of my crystals. So this is a piece of crazy lace agate. Is the name of it.
That's beautiful.
And this is the artwork that was created.
Hey, yeah, wow. Okay, I like that.
And when people have the opportunity to hold in their hand what it all started from, and they can look at the piece by piece and like, wow, this is amazing. It really like brings people's imagination to life and really provides that inspiration that you speak of.
Yeah, so true. So true. In your opinion, Matt, what makes an excellent artist?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I think that there are so many qualities that need to be part of it. I mean, having the like the right mindset on composition and on color balance and things like that, and all the technical aspects are definitely a must. But I mean, and I guess it doesn't apply to everyone, but I feel the ability to communicate with people is such a driving factor. And I know there's a lot of artists out there that don't have that ability. There's a lot of people that are not the talkative type, but they are wonderful artists. So don't get me wrong, but that is something that I have realized that helps me flourish as an artist. I mean, I studied psychology for so many years and then decided, okay, I guess I want to be an artist instead. And to
Right.
college, and then it totally changed everything in my life. And but I think that it's helped out immensely. Being able to have those people skills, the communication aspect, because I mean, it has been a driving factor in me making a living from my artwork, being able to speak with people, being able to have those communications and have those interactions. And it is like the energy that comes back and forth. I mean, it really is amazing. And I think that is a big part to being a successful artist. And maybe not everybody will agree with me with that. Because, hey, like I say, there's a lot of artists that never will talk to anybody and just go in there in their own studio and they just create beautiful artwork. But I think it definitely adds to it so much.
Yeah, I do agree. You do. You have to have people skills that you have to have with anything that we do in sale and trying to show the world. We have to have those people skills. So that is so true. So have you toured around the world or where have you been?
Art has toured around the world. I have yet to get a passport, although I do have a big gallery showcase in Barcelona coming up here in now two and a half months. And I really wanted to get my passport so I can go and travel there for the grand opening. But it's like right in the peak time for my selling season. I'm in the Midwest. So during
Okay.
the winter months, it is just nothing going on in the art fair scene. I actually recently just got back from a trip to Florida. I did a couple art shows out there. And although I have had my work now on display in Canada, in Barcelona, it will be in China. I've ha even had a piece on display at the Louvre in Paris.
Wow.
But to be there in person to experience it. So that is definitely on my like top three things to do that I need to get it out there into the world and be there in person to be able to use those people skills to actually get the word out there because it does make such a world of difference.
So true. But you're doing a great job.
No. Yes, I have done a lot around the country, but yeah, still need to get into the other countries. That's the game plan. International is next on the list.
So that means you got to get that passport together.
Yes, it does. And actually, my partner, she's from Peru, so trying to plan a trip to Peru here in the near future. We always wanted to get photographs out at Machu Picchu and things like that. So hopefully have that passport here soon enough. But for the time being, I think that the trip to Barcelona will be having to put it on the side for the time being.
Yeah, that's true. You would get there, I
I'll
believe.
get there. I'll get there.
Tell me about the theme of each piece of art that you create and the meaning, such as styles and the genres.
All right. So, I mean, I really truly try to create something for everyone. So, when I have people at my, because I don't really put my work out there into like the social media realm, I've avoided everything online other than getting a website for myself. I've really like avoided it completely. And I think that I'm putting myself at a disadvantage with doing so. But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. I think it's helped me out as well in different ways. But like I say, try to create something for everyone. So when a family walks up to my booth at these art fairs and festivals, that everyone can be able to take it all in and have something for every person in the family to look through. So with the themes and genres, my experimental work is definitely something that is like completely universal. It always is like striking imagery that really makes people stop and want to know more. But then at the same time, I have different cityscapes and things like that. So people have those connections to those places that they've been, those places they know. And then on top of that, I have the nature collection. Also, had to go try to do the Ansel Adams thing. Haven't gotten into the black and white realm as of yet. It's more about the colors, it's the truth. But yeah, nature, cityscapes, even urban exploration, old abandoned factories and buildings, try to capture the beauty of what is there. Like so often, just pass by, knock down, never look twice. So yeah, I don't know. Each one has its own aspect. And if there's anyone in particular that you're curious about, I guess I can go more in depth. But that's a lot to talk about. Yeah, because there's so many different aspects of it.
So you traveled to New York and have you did the Statue of Liberty or?
So got a couple good pictures of the Statue of Liberty. I was only there for a long weekend, so kind of had to get as many photographs as I could. Got a really cool picture from traveling across on a ferry. It had like a sailboat lined up with it, perfect with the Statue of Liberty. And then also got a really cool picture from a helicopter trip. But I didn't have the time to get out to the island itself and actually go and explore the entire statue. So next time I get out there, I do have some things in the works where I'm trying to do some art shows out there, as I still have yet to be able to display my artwork in New York City. So, that was quite the adventure. And now this last trip I just got back from down to Florida, ended up driving from Madison, Wisconsin, where I'm based out of, all the way down. So hit up different places, Chicago, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Nashville, all the way down through Florida. I even went down all the way to the Key West, had to make it down to the southernmost point of the country while I'm already down that far. But that was such a like eye-opening journey. Never have done anything like that before. When ended up meeting my family down there, they didn't want to drive along with. That's a little bit too far of a drive. But yeah, being able to see that I could bring my artwork with me and put it on display anywhere, and it really opened my eyes that this is possible to really, this is going to be my life now. I've put everything else on the side. I am a full-time artist, and now that really made me realize that this is universal. I could really take this anywhere and be able to continue to expand and be able to bring my artwork out to the world. And New York is definitely on the list of places I want
Yeah.
to
Have
do,
you been to
but
San Francisco too? Have you ever
I
been to San
need to get out
Francisco?
to the West Coast.
Have
That's
not?
I think so. Yeah, that's next year. I want to get out, go all the way down Route 66, get down to California, and then make my
Yeah.
That's the game plan. But yeah, only about one big trip a year right now for the time being. Got a 2-year-old, I got a 14-year-old.
Oh,
Well,
yes.
so I kind of have my hands full, so I got to pick and choose where I'm going and what we got going on.
So tell me, what have you ever had the worst experience with your art?
Worst
Or something
experience.
that happened to where, everything was just going wrong?
So I could thankfully say that never had a show that I went and committed to that I didn't sell anything. Yeah, that's for sure. I always aim that I need to make something off of it. But there was one show in Chicago last year. I believe it was the West Fest was the name of it. But like 2 of the 3 days completely rained out. And it was just like my tent ended up caving in overnight because of the rain piling up inside of it. So a whole bunch of my artwork got damaged. And
Oh.
it seemed like one thing after another. Like I was standing there trying to hold my tent down because the wind was so strong and like blowing everything away. So it damaged a lot of my other stuff as well. And just kind of one thing after another. And it really did lead to some amazing opportunities, though. With that happening, I didn't make as many sales as I would like, and I was surprised there were so many people that still made it out. And I still did pretty good for the grand scheme, but it also gave me an opportunity to go and take photographs. like in the rain, and just some amazing artwork was created in the process. So even in the darkest hour, there's still brightness that can come from it. And it really, I mean, had to put the show on the side. Like, okay, it's going to keep on raining. Nobody's coming out. But you know what? I'm going to go and actually try to make something out of this. And just some beautiful imagery ended up coming to life from it. And now one of my most popular Chicago pieces, yes, is now here because of that situation and that experience. So even in the dark times, I try to see the light and bring that out.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the time when we are most tested. Because when things happen, right? When you have to deal with the little challenges that arise that we wouldn't think, okay, like such as you, this is going to be a really nice day and everything, and you know, it's going to go right. But then here comes this bad weather, correct?
Oh,
And
yes.
yeah, and now you have to figure it out. This is when you're really tested because you can't panic. You just have to go with the flow.
Exactly. I'm all about just going with the flow. Yeah. Be it weather, be it life, you know. I mean, so many things come up in life, and if you panic and if you just kind of give up on everything, you'll never flourish. And that's why you just need to continue to go with that flow of the energy with the world. Because yeah, it's just if you always get panicked, if you end up putting everything aside because something bad happens, then you're never going to grow. And those are the opportunities that give you so much of an opportunity to grow. Yeah, that's when the most can happen. So you just got to use that to your advantage.
Well,
And
true.
yeah, I know that you tell a lot of your people that a lot of the listeners out there that, you know, you got to grow from the bad times and use that as a time to continue to flourish. And yeah, like you say, you know, that's the time when it really shines.
Yeah, that's it. That's when it matters. I have to tell my crew that all the time because to me, it's just they tend to like want to give up kind of fast than I. And I'm like, we just gonna have to weather this storm and we're just gonna have to go through it. What we can control, we're gonna move forward. What we can't control, we give it to God. Okay, God, you got this. And move forward. So that's what I say.
Oh yeah, and you're the strong one there. You know, you gotta continue to put it out there so others will follow through with that as well. And it really makes a difference in other people's lives when you show that strength and that courage to be able to weather the storm and to just go with the flow. So that's.
So what did you do with the paintings that was all messed up? Did you reuse them? Were you able to
Well,
create?
some of them were to the point where they just had to go. Yeah, I did give a couple away, but I don't know how they're hanging up on people's walls or anything like that. Yeah, some just had to go in the junk. It's the truth. And yeah, I mean, I have also, I mean, back home in Madison, there's a, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen like the little book libraries, like the free book things where they like have people
Okay.
to take free books or people to
Yeah.
come and grab. There's one that's a free art gallery, a free art little box. And yeah, I've definitely donated a few pieces, not the damaged ones, but sometimes there's a misprint or some that are not selling as much. I like to give my artwork away, even if it isn't gonna be like worth selling at an art show. But I mean, it'll provide that joy to somebody though. So I'd rather have it out there for people to actually experience rather than just put it all in the garbage or something like that.
So true because they could take that art and put it somewhere in their office or at home, and you never know. You get so many compliments because people, we all a little weird when it comes to art. So some people like different forms of art, as you know, and some people you'd be like, really? What do you see? Just paint, right?
Oh,
But
yes.
everything has a value or something that is remembered. You know what I mean?
Everybody has their own perspective on life. And yeah, it really changes so much from person to person. And even though you might look at it and see nothing, the other people might, it might provide them so much. And that's why it's good just to, yep, get it out there. And yeah, I totally agree with you there, 100%.
When is your favorite time of the day to create? Do you have a like a particular time that you create, or do you could be just
So,
going through your day?
well, with my experimental work that I do, it's usually after the baby goes to sleep. It's not maybe my favorite time to do it, but it's like the only time I have time to get things done. Yeah, because otherwise, taking care of the little one, cooking, cleaning. I mean, I do a lot of different styles of photography. So just going out and like trying to find the right times of day to take photos at different locations, things like that. But it kind of depends, like, on each project. Each project, maybe you want a sunrise picture, maybe you want a sunset picture. Usually around noon or so is not a good time for lighting, I've come to realize as a photographer. But with my passion, and that is my experimental work. I mean, that is generally maybe not my favorite time, but yeah, usually about 10 or 10:30 after the baby goes to sleep, and I actually have a little bit of time on my hands to get things taken care of.
You're right. So why you at that particular time? So why you say not at noon?
Okay, so with like your landscape photography, with your cityscape, with nature, stuff like that, there is a certain thing called like golden hour. There's a like the morning, but right around noon, the shadows are just like gone because the sunlight is coming straight down. So you won't have as much color in the sky. You won't have as much dramatic shadow effects on in your imagery. So generally, like 7 o'clock in the morning to about 10 o'clock, and then also about 5 to 7 are like your best times because you get the colors of the sky shifting with the sunrise or sunset. And yeah, there's just that like little patch between like 11 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon that you just cannot, yeah, capture what is really there.
You made the statement, not only does your work open people's minds to new perspectives, as we discussed earlier, but also encourages them to set aside the distractions. And the reason why I'm elaborating back on that, because it is so important, especially when we are entrepreneurs, because distractions are like easy to affect us if we're not careful. And you also stated that inviting you your plans in focus is inviting them to take a closer look at life and allowing them to realize and cherish the true beauty hidden in plain sight. Tell me about that.
So, I mean, that has definitely come over many years of doing this now, but I realize that, like, with so many people having, say, cell phones, there's so much distraction that people are constantly not seeing the beauty that's all around them. I mean, I find myself, I mean, trying to just leave my phone totally like at home and go out into the world because there's so much there to appreciate. And I mean, there's a lot of other distractions as well. But I mean, when people look at my work, they realize like, wow, there is so many different aspects to life that we're not appreciating. Because I mean, I try not to just take like even when I'm taking a photo of, say, a old car or something like that, I try to take a unique perspective on things. Not just your normal like point and shoot kind of perspective. Really try to go and capture it from a unique angle, from doing different things. Like when you look at nature photography, but it's just like right there where people will just take a quick picture, take a selfie or something, and then they don't really see what is like the true beauty that's hidden right there. But it's hard to explain sometimes. I mean, now, I mean, with my experimental macro photography, now I get myself in situations where, so like I was showing you, I have my little tiny crystal, this little fraction of an inch is so much beauty. Now I come and to find like I'll be walking down the street and I'll find like the tiniest leaf, and like hold it up to the sunlight. I'm looking at it in many different ways. And some people are looking at me over here like, what is this guy crazy? What's going on? Why is he looking? And I just see this beautiful picture waiting to be taken. And I've definitely, like, my whole perception on life has changed after actually embarking on this journey as an artist. So now I will always take that extra time to think outside of the box of what is actually there. Like when I go out into like a city, like I was in Miami recently, and try to like think, okay, where can I go to go and find these pictures that I'm looking for? And there was just like this one parking spot that I could find. I had this big van, so it's limited on parking. But then kind of look around at my surroundings and figure out where are the best places to go and take photographs and really like open up the real perspective on what is out there. And so now, yeah, it's definitely changed my view on life. And when people see my work, it tends to really give people that inspiration and give that influence to change their views on life and the real beauty that's out there. And like, with the distractions, I mean, so many distractions, not just digital. I mean, life can be a distraction, but sometimes you need to put some of that aside and just take in all the beauty that's out there for us all to cherish. And I think it's so important that people actually do that.
So true. Now, is there different forms of art, like abstract art, the type, what kind of art do you do?
So, I mean, I feel as though this is basically, I am creating a new form of art with what I'm doing here. I don't know if you can call it abstract because it is tangible. I mean, I have like what's in front of you right there. A lot of people will look at it, and if they don't know the reference, they would maybe think of it as abstract art. Some people look at some of my photographs and feel like they're seeing a new image of the space telescope, and it's like some like cosmic event going on. But
Right.
have you even thought about trying to put it out there online? Like, hey, look at the new NASA space telescope, and yeah, see if it takes off. But I don't know. I mean, so I don't know what I would really classify it as. I call it experimental macro photography, but I do a lot of other things other than just crystals and geodes. Flowers are amazing to see, and sometimes I make my own creations. Sometimes I will like stage different items that I find. And I actually, all right, let me give you a little bit of an idea of what I have going on here.
Okay, please.
So, a few of my, I mean, definitely more on the abstract side of things. So, like this picture here, give you a little perspective.
Oh,
A
okay.
little more on the abstract side, but this is actually a photograph of a flower that I found down here. And then I added different lengths of fishing line into the tubular petals with the tweezers, piece by piece. And
Wow.
then staged
Okay.
them all to create a like some totally different environment that almost looks space-like, but everything was all there in front of my camera. I don't use
Yeah,
any
that's pretty.
manipulation, no Photoshop, nothing like that. And I mean, some of them are a little more complex than others, some are a little more abstract than others. So here's one here. This is actually the one that was put inside the Louvre for it was just
Wow.
a one day event. Definitely a little more, has its own feeling. This is unlike anything else I've done before. Yeah, but I mean, sometimes I find myself just piecing together random things to create a composition. And
Where did you get that idea from?
so that was actually more of my early work. I
Oh,
was
okay.
taking photographs of different things, and that's actually what started me on this journey. I couldn't get out to take photographs anymore, so I was just playing with like, I don't know if you're familiar with long exposure photography.
Yeah, I heard of that. Yes.
Or instead of a quick click of the lens, you leave it open for multiple seconds, sometimes multiple minutes. And my camera that I had, I mean, it was limited. It was pretty basic. It had a 8 second long exposure function. So sometimes you'll see pictures of a highway and you'll see light trails from the cars that pass by. Like you see like little flashes of the light, but it's all in one streak.
Right.
But so I decided, like, hey, I want to try some different things with this. And just playing around with it and using different light sources, that's when I like stumbled onto a certain light that really reacted with different materials in some amazing ways. And there was a then I started piecing things together and trying different things. I would just like hold it up with my hand and then just like shine the light on it just to see what happened. And then there was one photograph that is like, okay, I need to invest in a real camera. I need to go and like really take this on like full force and actually make this happen. And so I don't have the older photograph of it. So I had my old photograph from my first camera, and then this was the image that came from after I purchased my next camera.
Oh, that's
And
great.
definitely more abstract, kind of
Yeah.
has the spacey feel a little bit, but definitely a little more complex. Multiple different pieces that I put together all as one and kind of created my own composition.
Right.
Oh, I got one more I'll show you here from this collection.
Okay.
I think I have it here. It must be the one. I have too many pictures. Sometimes it's hard to find one that I'm looking for.
I know, hon.
But
But
yeah,
just
it can make it difficult.
show me more.
All right. So I have most of my stuff in my van because I'm going to be going and setting up shop here to go and do some art show, do a little art show thing here after the baby wakes up. But so
Oh,
this
okay.
here, I don't know if you could see
Okay.
all the little details. This
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's pretty. I like that.
kind of looks like maybe it's like coral reef under the ocean or something.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to say.
So
Yes.
this is actually after a nature walk with my son. Found different plants, leaves, flowers, things along those lines, and basically composited all together piece by piece, placed little pieces of grass in each little area. I even have one of my son's stuffed animals in the background here. Yeah, just kind of, yeah, throwing it all together and see what happens. But
Right. Well, it did. It gelled very well. I like that. That's pretty.
thank you very much. Yeah. So this has been a continuous evolution of my artistry. Now I've been really taking it to a whole nother level. I was telling you about the paintings that I've been creating. So that's a whole new process in the works. It was like an accident. I accidentally stumbled onto some techniques and realized that it has some amazing results. So now I've been doing something new. Actually, it happened yesterday when I thought that I was going to be on the meeting with you and it didn't work out. So my son was asleep. I bought a new program and I was trying to play with it a little bit. So I was like, hey, I got some time now. So I started to dabble with putting multiple different images together where I would have a picture of one of my crystals. I would have a picture of a city and then I would have a painting of a city.
Okay.
All these things together. So, this is a whole new thing in the works now. Nobody's seen this yet. You're going to be the first person to see this.
Hey
So,
now.
this is
Oh, now that's pretty. Yes, you did that. Wow.
newest projects. So, I have my photograph of the state capital, Wisconsin, but I merged it with the painting. So, it kind of looks like a painting in here. And then this is a picture of a crystal in the background,
Yeah.
kind of all different detail in there. So
Wow.
this is a new thing that nobody has seen yet. Yep, you're the first person.
I'm
I
the
have a
first one. Yes, sir.
awesome shot of Chicago.
Awesome. Awesome. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
But
Yes,
then
sir.
if you look close, I mean, you see like the tiny details because this is a crystal in the background. It's all merged together. So yeah, really like continuously evolving my styles of artwork.
Oh,
And
yeah.
yeah, I mean it's been a constant like learning process as I go along. And to this day, I've yet to find anybody else out there doing anything like I'm doing.
So proud
So
of you, because can't you tell that from when you started, when you had shown me the first painting to what you've just now shown me, that has came a long ways. That's just like a little creativity to now. I'm just like, worldly, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it makes me think, like, where will I be in 10 years from now? I mean, then now I'm to the point, I was saying, I mean, my first son was born and I started to branch out into the experimental stuff. I did some like small shows and things like that for about 10 years, just doing a little bit. But then now my second son was born, and that was like the driving factor to really take this to the next level and turn this into my career. And now, I mean, it's been going better than I ever expected. Put everything else aside, I've been just going all out on this. This is going to be my third year now in business. And seeing how far it's come now, I am just really looking forward to where I'm going to be in 10 years' time.
Right. That's
To
right.
see
International.
what will happen. And where will all lead? So, I mean, hey, all roads lead somewhere. You know about that.
Absolutely. I have visited your website, and the art I had seen was absolutely breathtaking. Also, you have named categories.
Yes.
And the one that caught my attention was abandoned beauty. Tell me about that, and how did you come up with that name?
So the I mean, that collection, it really started when I was kind of, so a few years ago, you might remember this time when everything was locked down. No one could go anywhere. Everybody was kind of trapped to their household. Yes,
Right.
it was quite the era of time, but I found that, I wanted to continue to go out and take photographs. And one place that wasn't restricted was places that were totally abandoned and nobody ever went into them. And so I started exploring different factories, buildings, different like crumbling places, and realized that hey, there is so much in here that is just so beautiful. Even though it might be decaying and people will just walk past it and never look twice, that there was so much beautiful like architecture, artwork, different things throughout. And I was like, wow, I need to continue this journey. And now I've had to kind of put that whole journey on hiatus. I have a 2-year-old now, so can't be getting out into
Right.
too many sketchy abandoned buildings, things like that. But yeah, I mean, it is just, there's so much out there. And that was one place that was not restricted. Nobody gave me a
Wow.
hard time going and looking through that. So just captured so much, though. And there was just so much beauty that was just discarded and left behind. And that's where that name really stemmed from, because it was the abandoned beauty that was out there.
Was
And
pretty.
well, thank you very much. Because I mean, that one's not for everybody. That collection, I mean, like I say, try to do something for everyone. And that one, some people might just look past and go and start looking into the cityscape photography or look into the experimental. But that is something I'm definitely passionate about.
Yeah,
And unfortunately, now they have cleared out most of it. In my city where I'm at, my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, there's not much left. So, I mean, that is like a piece of history that I captured. And now I'm actually working
wow.
with the Historical Society here and been working with them. And we're going to put a display on of like the old abandoned buildings. They either knock them down or they renovate them, turning them into new condos or different stores or things like that. But I just wanted to capture that before it was gone.
Yeah, and it's pretty. You did. You have some really beautiful images and paintings, and you got to get on out there. I think you're doing a terrific job.
Thank you
So I
so
was
much.
doing my little research and about art and the artists and the things that we should know. And this is my $100 question to you. I thought I'd bring some levity to this, right?
I like it.
So tell me, in your opinion, what are the five C's? What are the five C's
The
of
five
art?
C's. Okay.
Five C's of art.
All right. Let me bust out my dictionary here. All right. So I would say creativity. Creativity number one. I mean, when you trap yourself in a box and don't look outside of what isn't available. I mean, so many people will like think of what they see every day. But when you start brainstorming, you start actually expanding past the everyday, past what people are already doing. The creative aspect is so important.
Yes, that's one.
Definitely on top of the list.
I
I would say, all right, you're making this difficult for me. I see. Yeah. This will be the $500
fun
question
with you
here.
today.
All right. Control. Having that control to be able to take the time, being able to actually wait and be patient for the right moment. I mean, that is definitely something that is a big part of my experimental style photography. I mean, generally, I will find myself working on the same photograph, taking 70, 80 different photographs. It's like I say, I'd use long exposure photography. So each time I take a photograph, 20, 30, 1 minute, what, 30 seconds to a minute long, and then I will see the results and then take the picture again. Say I have to shift something over a half an inch, or I need to move the lighting and do something different, and then take the picture again, and then do it again, and rinse and repeat until the job's done. So being able to have that control, to be able to have that patience to wait for the moment, and that goes into so many other aspects of photography too. Like for the moment of having the right sunlight, to have like be able to capture it, like just as everybody clears out of the picture, or like when a train is coming by, and to be able to have that time, that patience, and the control to be able to just stick it out and actually wait for the right moment. So going on to the third one, those are the two that came to mind right away. All right.
What about culture?
Okay. Yes, most definitely. There you go. Thank you for the help there. But culture is a big part of it. And I see that in like when I'm at these art fairs and festivals, like being able to incorporate the culture into my artwork and have that. I mean, when I was in Miami recently, I mean, that is such a melting pot of culture from so many aspects of life and so many different areas. And a beautiful area that I got so many photographs of, and I don't have them updated online on my website as of yet, but was in like Little Havana. It was just so beautiful. And there was so much culture embedded in there, and like throughout Miami, just different areas that are all so like diverse, and it brings in so much into your artwork having those different aspects, and is definitely a big driving factor as an artist, that's for sure. For the fourth one, I would have to say, I'm having a little bit of a writer's block, if you will.
That's okay, because we have that. I'm because I wrote mine. I wrote them down.
Conditioning.
Community.
Say that again.
Community.
Community. Okay, I'll say that one. Yep, I definitely put that out there because without community, I feel like I would have nothing. I mean, especially being a artist that isn't in like on the digital world at all. I don't go and put my artwork out there on social media. I don't even rely on any sales from my website. I need to be out there in the community. I need to be, I mean, I'm a people person. That's what like the energy so much for me. And honestly, that's what has been like my main focus is being able, that's what keeps me going as an artist, is being out in the community and with everyone else. And that feeling that I get when I have these conversations with so many different people and from all walks of life. And it without it, there would be nothing. So community has been so important to me. And now that I've been traveling around the country, all these different communities, so many different types of people, and it's just It's amazing seeing so many walks of life. And yeah, I want to continue to grow, get out of the country, like you said, get that passport and
Absolutely.
continue
Get
to
that
see.
passport, man.
Yeah, I
Absolutely.
know that is something I need to do. Yes. Yeah, one of the most important things too. I should have had that up on the list a little bit, but you put me on the spot here with the 5 C's. Yes.
But the last one is the most important is what? Collaborations, right?
All right. All right. And that's
Yes.
something I have been lacking on a little bit as an artist. I
Oh.
want to do so much more. And I want to put the word out there for other artists looking to collaborate because I've only done so much on actually like teaming up with other artists. I'm a musician as well, and I was like kind of more in the collaboration realm when I was doing that, but having the children and having like my art career flourish, now I've had to put that on the side. So
Okay.
it's something that I do miss so much. And I mean, I have collaborated with different places, showcasing my work and things like that, but I feel like artist collaborations are very important. And unfortunately, it's something that I don't have as much right now. And I'm looking to expand on because I want to get my artwork out into the world. And with me not having a social media following and not having that digital presence, I feel like that is definitely holding me back. And that's why
That's
I'm here today. That's why I want to get my word out there. And I want to thank you so much for providing this platform and
welcome.
to let so many people get their words out there to the world.
Absolutely.
Means
Absolutely.
so much. So I appreciate you collaborating with me here.
You're so welcome. So I'm gonna give you this opportunity because it has been a pleasure having you on my show, and I hope it's not gonna be your last time. But tell the world how they can purchase your paintings and where to go, how to reach you.
All right.
What
So
about social media?
I might make the jump here one of these days. I've always found the social media to be quite a distraction. So that is
Yes.
the reason why I've kind of set it aside, but I know I'm holding myself back at the same time. So you're not going to be able to follow me in that aspect. But I am trying to upgrade my website so it will be able to provide all the details of the different shows that I'm attending, mainly around the Midwest right now. And like, I got a lot going on in Chicago now, and also Madison, where my home base is. But yeah, I could say www.mattperrinphotography.com is the main way. Now I'm getting some podcasts out there, have some articles written about me. So if you look up Matt Perrin Photography, I mean, do have a lot of my work for sale. I don't really have my experimental stuff set up for sale. I keep it like a flat price for all my cityscape, nature, different things like that. It's a little different, but please reach out. Please contact me. There's a way you could send the message right through my website. Otherwise, mparentphotography@gmail.com. I just want to talk with people. I'm a people person. I'd love to communicate. Anybody interested in any collaborations as well? Definitely. I want to get the word out there and I want to reach more people. So, I mean, anything helps, and I really appreciate everything from anybody out there, but especially you, Pamela. I mean, this is awesome, and I'm so glad to have the opportunity. Seriously.
You're so welcome. You heard it, folks. Reach out. Well, readers, I have reached my destination, and as always, I leave you with this quote. You know that saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, some of artists like Matt Perrin's in
Aaron, but close, close.
Is it Paris?
Aaron is technically
My
place.
Matt Perrin's images will leave you speechless. Until next time, have a wonderful day. Stay warm. Stay safe. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1.
and please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.